This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As I said yesterday, we did individual taxes and the differences between the House and Senate bills, one item of which is the individual AMT, the alternative minimum tax. There is a corporate AMT as well, and guess what? Companies don't like it, and Congress is going to have to figure out how it feels. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has that one.
Right now, corporations pay a top tax rate of 35%, but they can reduce that with all sorts of credits and deductions. Ed McCaffrey is an economics professor at the University of Southern California.
The idea of an alternative minimum tax is to have a parallel tax system to ensure that profitable corporations pay at least some tax.
Some, as in 20%, the current corporate AMT rate. If the tax is repealed, as the House proposes, that could mean a loss of $40 billion in revenue over 10 years. Gordon Gray at the American Action Forum says the Senate's decision to keep the AMT came down to dollars and cents.
We have X number of dollars that we can spend to make other deals. Okay, fine, we'll lose the AMT repeal, but the final product, at least with that little wrinkle in there, isn't particularly coherent policy.
Because congressional Republicans propose slashing the normal corporate tax rate to 20%. Keeping both rates at 20% means the AMT would become the default corporate tax rate for many companies. Jennifer McCluskey at the Information Technology Industry Council says that's especially troubling for the tech sector.
This new policy would be like a full repeal of the research and development tax credit.
These R&D credits amount to hundreds of millions of dollars. McCluskey says they're crucial to the U.S. tech sector's ability to innovate and compete globally, and groups like hers have lobbied hard to make them permanent.
We are very optimistic that this problem will get solved because there are just so many friends of the R&D credit in Congress.
To make tech companies happy, the Senate could take the House approach and repeal the AMT, or keep it but cut it. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.